Let's talk about managing this tall grass. We do that through burning. Talk about patchwork burning, what that means.
What happened historically on the Great Plains or on the tall grass prairie would be fires. As I mentioned, the Nature Conservancy is science-based. And one of the first things we did when we got possession of the preserve was we commissioned Oklahoma State University to do a historical study to tell us all they could about the history of the southern Great Plains. And that's where we learned, among other things, that fire occurred at three principal seasons. In the springtime, which here would be March, early April, those fires were set by lightning and by Native Americans. Then in the late summer, when it gets hot and dry, we'll have a thunderstorm that'll have lightning but no rain. And so we would get fires set by lightning that would be smaller in scale and smudgier because there would be a lot of green grass or plants mixed in with the dead stuff that would burn. But they told us the highest incidence of fire, and the one that probably is what made this a prairie rather than a forest, would have been burning in the fall, around the middle of October, when you have grasses that may be 6, 8, 10 feet tall, and they're dead, and we've had a killing frost by then. So you have a standing tinderbox of fine fuel. Those fires were set almost exclusively by Native Americans. They can generate temperatures of up to 700 degrees Fahrenheit, but those fires pass over the prairie so quickly, the ground will only warm a degree or two. So it's the great equalizer, and it's what made the tall grass prairie a prairie rather than a forest. So what we're trying to do on the preserve is to mimic the seasonality of fires that shape the prairie. We've got to reduce the scale, because historically, the fires would have generally burned until they were stopped by some sort of a natural line, like a stream, and it would take a major stream. So you would have fires that would be much larger in scale. We've tried to reduce what happened on 142 million acres down to 40,000 acres. So we try to mimic the seasonality of fires. We'll burn about a third of the preserve in any one year. That one-third is split about 40% in the spring, 20% in the late summer, and 40% in the fall. We think that is a good approximation of what happened historically.
But they may burn the same place 3 years in a row. Another place may not be burned for 4 or 5 years. So they try to make it more of a random pattern rather than a very systematic pattern.
And when you burn and if you burn dramatically impacts everything that lives there. The bison are very strongly attracted to the new growth following a burn.
But then there's also the rancher's way of burning.
And that's evolved.
Wasn't it at one time they just torched the earth?
Well,
line to fence line.
At one time, yes. And still, that's often done. But historically, you look at ranching in the Osage. You had two types of ranching practices. One with stalker cattle, which would generally be steers or sometimes heifers, but generally steers, that they would bring in summer. The traditional summer grazing was from April 15 to October 15. And then you had cow-calf operations. With the cow-calf operation, you didn't burn because they wouldn't have anything to eat. With a stalker operation, what became the practice is annual spring burning. The historic stalking rate was 1 steer to 4 acres for 6 months. So a fellow developed a concept of what's called double early stalking, and that's cutting the grazing period in half because the prairie grasses are most nutritious in May, June, and the first part of July. After the middle of July, the nutritional quality of the grasses starts diminishing. They start taking the nutrition from the leaves and depositing it into their roots for the next year. So why not capitalize when the grass is its most nutritious and the cattle will gain the most? So the thinking was is to graze half the time from April 15 to July 15, but double the number of cattle. So instead of 1 steer for 4 acres, you'd have 1 steer for 2 acres. Conjointly with that type of a grazing regime came annual spring burning. Ranchers originally were taught burn fence line to fence line. Burn everything because you need to have what they call homogeneity. You need to have uniformly grazed. And if you burn part of the pasture where you have cattle and don't burn part of the pasture, they'll only graze the burned part and ignore the unburned part. That was considered poor management practices, poor land management practices. So annual spring burning, fence line to fence line, became the norm. At the same time, the prairie chicken populations plummeted. The bobwhite quail populations plummeted. And to me, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out if a prairie chicken doesn't have nesting material and doesn't have cover, it's probably not going to make it. The prairie chickens declined by 90%, and the range the prairie chickens occupied declined 90%. That's pretty alarming. Anytime you only have 10% of your population left, you're doing something wrong. So what we are doing on the preserve is what's called patch burning. Instead of burning fence line to fence line in a pasture, we'll burn a portion of that. And as Jenks said, that is alternated. And what we do where we graze cattle is different than what we do where we raise bison. But what we're finding through our research partners at Oklahoma State University is that if you burn a patch burn method, the cattle will graze the prairie almost exactly like the bison do. So you can have basically the same weight gains with your cattle and have a more ecologically friendly management practice.
That's why we have about 11,000 acres set aside for cattle grazing. It's not just as a revenue thing, which it is for the preserve, but also they can study the weight gains by cattle and try to convince ranchers that they can put as much weight on their cattle with the patch burning system.
Is the ranching community convinced about patchwork?
Change takes time. Some are and some aren't. We mentioned Lee Bass. He is going to more patch burning than he has historically. And some of the other neighbors are as well. The problem is, it's a different way of doing things. People are resistant to change, and it requires a greater investment in firefighting equipment and a greater investment in labor. It's more trouble.